Who is the victim? Volunteers. Not only for those two guys. You other people. How come that you don't volunteer? I always force will when you don't volunteer. So have pity on him. How about you, lady? Yes? Uh-huh. Why we should be the victim always? Now it's your turn. How during the trial prayers? Yep.
How during the ritual prayer, Dakiki heard cries of distress from a ship that was about to sink. Dakuki made ready to act as imam. He began to perform the ritual prayer on the shore. While that company stood up behind him. Look you, a goodly company and an elect imam.
Why? Why are they beautiful? There is one word over there, Dion, standing up. That is standing up for the prayer. It's really beautiful. I haven't seen it. Even now, looking at the picture, it when bunch of people are standing in rows and one is leading, but there is no movement. Everybody is quiet because that guy is reading a part of Quran, so everybody should be quiet, silent. That stuff is beautiful. He's explaining what's happening now. Daghuri has started. Remember, first of all, this is a shore. We have a lot of points in that, remember? We told you, your trip normally okay. I try to build them because I have written a story like this. It starts in a wilderness, in a state of loneliness, in a dry land. You have to stand up and start to look for water, because that's the source of life. Do you remember when I say water, what it means? For us, it's the knowledge, this, okay. You have to find the water, and you could get lucky to find a little stream. Okay, you have a little bit of water, then what should you do? Follow the stream. Means, yes, go with the water, but in here means follow the stream of knowledge. And you will see that every now and then a little other creek will join it and will grow. The river will grow and grow and grow. And you could walk alongside, or you could have swim a little bit, you could have some help, and go further and further and further. At the end, you will arrive at the shore, and that's all you could do. Jumping in the ocean? Over there, you should wait for a captain who has been in the shore, who has the knowledge, and who could lead the people. He will take you in a tour in the ocean to be enriched. Then what? This is not an endless trip. You have to come back and bring all the things that you got in the ocean and walk back to that little stream, to that point that you were sitting at the first, to give the information and knowledge and the water you could carry to other people. This is how it goes, right? So, this is a shore, and Dabugriz is standing up to do the prayer, and the group, Jemaat, Jamaat is more than group. You know what is Jum'a. What is Jam'a? Jam'a means a group together. They came together. Right? That togetherness is the meaning of that we. So those, now he will not call them seven men because they were one man. Not 7-3, 1-3. Light, all of that. Here you will call them Jama'at. Means coming together. These came together, group. Behind him, stand up. Means trying to be responsible. Suddenly, yes.
Of a sudden, his eye turned towards the sea because he heard, "Help! Help!" from the direction of the sea. He saw amidst the waves a ship in fate and in tribulation and an evil plight. Both night and clouds and huge waves, these three darknesses and fear of the whirlpool.
Okay, what was that? He gave you a combination. Yes, he's making the scene, ma 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 ma. But we know how Rumi is working. He brought three stuff together and said, when these three stuff are together, you are in a real trouble. What is it? The first is night, because we are not in the day, we are not enlightened yet. Second is the cloud, which is covering the sun, the light and everything, which is the confusion. And the third one is the wave of this ocean, because the wave is great. All these three together brought us that drowning state, yes?
A fierce wind, like Azrael, arose. The waves tossed on left and right. The people in the ship were faint with terror. Cries of woe had arisen. And in lamentation, they were beating their heads with their hands. Infidel and deist, they all become sincere, making heartfelt promises and vows to God with 100 humble entreaties in that hour.
Okay, there was that word over there, sincere, which doesn't do, because mukhlis is an Arabic word, is much more than that. The verb of that word is to be free. Freedom. Khalas. When the Arabs are talking, when they want to say, okay, over, the conversation finished, they will say khalas. Okay? Then mukhlis is someone. Other meaning is purity, khalis. Khalis exactly means pure, okay? So, imagine purity and sincerity and all of that when somebody respects someone purely and totally will say, this fellow is mukhlis of that fellow. When you are mukhlis, means you are free of yourself and you are pure. Do you remember that polishing and purification we taught in book one? That's what is here. So, we say, now suddenly that we will see and hear something, which is almost impossible to imagine here. How could you imagine it? That is on shore, a couple of guys standing, and it's night, it's cloudy, an enormous wave. Then he will hear the outcry of those fellows in the ship. If they are that close, they could jump out. But never mind that. We are explaining that. This that will be in this very scary stuff, will hear and will see something. Yes, it's a ship. One of the points is in that ship, in that moment, everybody is a good fellow. Because they're dying, right? So suddenly he said, even the Kofar and Molhan, these two outsiders, they became mukhlis. Not because they believe logically here. Intellectually, they will see the death, so they wish it away. Did I say it good in English? Did it make me? Because this is what Tawhi does. He will send away the death without knowing who these people are and why and all that. Just because it looked like that, he decided to do something about it. Yes?
Bareheaded in the prostrate attitude of in the prostrate attitude were those whose faces, because of perversity, had never seen the Qibla at all. They said, "This worship of God is useless." In that hour, they saw 100 lives therein.
Explain it. This is the state of mind that he is showing to you, and Dawood doesn't notice this. Said, these are the people that always were talking rather than what? Qibla? Pray. This is stupid. This is useless. But in that moment, all of them believed in it. This is the funniest stuff. Yes?
They had entirely abandoned hope of all, of friends and maternal and paternal uncles and father and mother. At that moment, ascetic and reprobate had become God-fearing as a wicked man at the time of the death agony.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly all of these changes. Why? Just because of the fear of the death. No changing the values or anything. They're dying and nobody is helping. So, yes, let's go to God. Again.
Neither on the left nor on the right was there any help for them. When expedients are dead, is the time to invoke God.
That's the ridiculous stuff that we all do. I have seen this scene, I have witnessed several times stuff like this. I knew the people because when I was born, the wave of materialism, dialectic, was washing all the third world countries. So these arguments about blah, 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 blah was always around. And there were a lot of people who were ready to explode when somebody will talk about metaphysics or something else. Yeah. Be real, don't be stupid. And suddenly, when they are in a condition that nobody helps, they will pray. I don't know that they pray to what. They just try the prayer because they think maybe it will work because there's nothing else to do. And this is not the clean mouth for that prayer, because prayer should be khalis, pure. It's not. Yes?
They were in invocation and lament and moaning. A black smoke went up from them to heaven.
Normally, when the people pray, a beam of light should come down. And from here, some feeling should go. But here is a black smoke. Because we'll see. Who are these people? We know they are the bandits. Later, yes.
Then the devil cried in enmity, "Avant, avant, O dog worshippers, two maladies, death and woe. O unbelievers and hypocrites, this will befall in the end."
What is this? suddenly he was explaining to us a scene, a disaster, desperate people doing stupid